The Trends Report is the second annual economic snapshot compiled by the Petersburg Economic Development Council using available data from local, state, and federal sources. The report looks at such things as recent trends in population, economic activity, cost of living, jobs numbers, and seafood landings. PEDC coordinator Liz Cabrera discussed the findings of the 2010 report with the Petersburg City Council this week. Petersburg's population dropped to 2,973 people last year. That's down from a peak of over 3,400 people in the 1990s, and the first time the community has been below 3,000 people since the early 80s, according to the state. That decline follows trends in most other southeast communities, with the exception of Sitka, which has seen an increase in residents in the last decade. Likewise, Petersburg's school enrollment continues to slide, down to 507 students last year, and that has dropped from a peak of over 700 students in the late 1990s. Also, the number of businesses in town has dropped since 2000, with the biggest decreases in the construction industry and in retail stores. However, not all economic numbers are trending downward. Cabrera told the council that Petersburg saw a small increase in the average number of jobs in 2009.
Where Petersburg had a little bit of an increase in employment, both Southeast Alaska lost employment and so did the state. But if you look at, you know, the longer-term trend, we're doing better than the region as a whole, but not necessarily as a state.
Overall, local job numbers increased by 1.6% in 2009, with more jobs in mining and seafood processing, trade, transportation, and utilities. Several commercial sectors lost jobs last year, including financial businesses, the federal government, and healthcare providers. Job numbers in the report do not count seafood harvesting jobs, people who are self-employed, or the U.S. Coast Guard. But putting those people aside, more than one-third of those employed in Petersburg work for the federal, state, or local governments, a total of 526 jobs combined. Seafood processing is the next largest line of work locally, with nearly one-quarter of the local workforce. The Petersburg School District was the largest employer in town last year, followed by Icicle Seafoods at number two. The City of Petersburg came in at number three, and the Petersburg Medical Center at number four. The State of Alaska, Hammer and Weekon, Trading Union, Petersburg Indian Association, Petersburg Rexall Drug, and Trident Seafoods round out the top 10 largest local employers. As for those not working, a total of 233 people received unemployment benefits in Petersburg last year. That's up a little bit from the year before. Sales or commercial activity in the city hit a record high of over $100 million in 2008, but dropped off a little bit last year. And sales that the city can tax have also dropped slightly in recent years. Cabrera reported that bank deposits have increased steadily in Petersburg over the past decade, topping $100 million in 2009.
Petersburg actually, between 2000 and 2009, had a 76% increase in deposits, where I think Sitka was about 26% and Wrangell was 19%. So they're putting money in the bank where we need them to really spend it. It would be better.
Meanwhile, seafood landings have declined a little in Petersburg in the past 2 years, and the value of Petersburg's catch also dropped off in 2009. Cabrera said landings in most, but not all, southeast communities have also dropped.
I think what's interesting here is, while you see some decline in 2007 and 2008 in Petersburg, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Wrangell, you see an increase in Sitka. So they're the one port that's actually growing in market share, you could say, versus everybody else.
While halibut landings have declined in both Petersburg and Sitka in the past few years, Juneau saw a small increase in halibut catches in 2009. And the number of commercial fishing permit holders continues to drop locally, as does the number of crew members in town. Also, Cabrera said Petersburg's visitor industry had a tough year in 2009.
Probably the hardest hit of the last year was the visitor industry. Function of the national economy, I think, and fuel costs and just the overall bleak economic outlook down south. And this is room rental and charter sales. And you see a pretty good decline from 2008 to 2009.
Ferry passenger arrivals in town dropped off 9% from 2008. Airplane passenger numbers were down by 25% last year. The drop in city tax revenue from visitors showed a 7% decline in visitor lodging and a 20% decrease in charter or travel services. Some other good news for people spending money in town, the cost of food actually dropped from 2008, down over 7% from the year before. Likewise, the cost of heating oil fell by 17% from 2007, and the cost of marine fuel was down 50% from a peak in 2008. That 2010 Economic Trends Report is available on the Economic Development Council's website. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.